On Leil HaSeder, the Gemara says there's a very particular order in which we need to do the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we have a Gemara in Psachim Kuf Tez Zayin Amad Aleph. Maschil Biginus U'Messayim B'Shevach. Says the Gemara, you have to begin the story of Mitzrayim with talking about all the unfortunate circumstances, all of the negative that took place in the time of the Shibud Mitzrayim. U'Messayim B'Shevach, and you end off the evening of the Seder with the happy and joyful, the positive aspect of our celebration. So therefore, says the Gemara, you start from Arami Oved Avi. We go all the way back in our history to the very beginning of the story of anti-Semitism, and then Atsheyigmer Kol HaParsha Kula. You go through all of that discussion until we get to the celebration, until we get to the redemption. So Rav and Shmuel have a disagreement. Where do you start from? Rav Amar, you start from Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avosenu. You start from the beginning, which is that our forefathers were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And Shmuel says, no, you begin from Avadim Hayinu. They basically both agree to the same concept that you have to begin with the negative, but they just disagree. Do you begin with the spiritual negative, which is Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avosenu, or do you begin with the physical negative, which was Avadim Hayinu Lefaro B'Mitzrayim? And the question that we need to ask ourselves is, why does the Baal HaHaggadah, why does the Gemara and the Mishnah there in Psachim think it is so important that we first begin with all of the negativity, with all of the terrible circumstance, with all the unfortunate happenings that were to our forefathers, instead of jumping right into the story? Why do we have to give this whole introduction before we even begin to talk about the Geula? And the Maharal writes in a Sefer Netzach Yisrael, he has many comments there about Leil HaSeder, and the Maharal there writes something very important, and he explains, Kasher hadavar atov noda mehafcho yediyah amitis. When a person is able to see the paradox, when you're able to see the reverse from what it is that you're trying to understand, he says that's what gives someone a yediyah amitis. That's what gives you a true appreciation, a true understanding of what it is that you're trying to figure out, of what it is that you're trying to picture. V'chein kol hadvarim nikneh hayediyah behem min ahefech. Kimin mara hashachar, when you have something that is completely black, yachal adas mara halavan shu hafcha, you're then able to appreciate more the contrast. The more dark it is, the more you'll appreciate the light. V'chein kol hahafachim min ha'echad nikneh hayediyah behefech shalo. And therefore he writes, this is why we have this idea of maschil b'ginus u'messayim b'shevach. The Haggadah wants us to appreciate how important the redemption was, how lucky we are to be b'nei chorin, how good we should feel about the fact that we are avdei Hashem. So therefore we go all the way back to the beginning of the story, we start with all the gnus, and we pour on as much as we can, and we talk about Arami Ovid Avi, and how we were Ovdei Avodah Zarah Mitchilu Hayu Avosenu. That's where Avraham Avinu originated. And we talk about Lavan, and we talk about Haman, and we talk about Hitler, and we talk about all of the terrible things that happened in our history, which leads us to understand how lucky we are to be a redeemed people, which leads us to understand and appreciate even more the contrast and the inverse to whatever it is that we just described, will make us only appreciate more and more how lucky we are to be in the place where we are today. And this is really what the Zohar HaKadosh writes, a very famous line, Deleis Nahora, the only way that you can appreciate light is Hahu Dinafik Migo Chashocha, the person who emerges from the darkest place in the world, only he or she is able to appreciate what Nahora is, how lucky they are to have light. And we find that all the time when you have someone who's sick. So all of a sudden people start to appreciate the body functions that work every day. We never think about those things. It's not until you realize that you might have lost all of those opportunities and how dire your situation was that all of a sudden you turn around and you recognize how lucky you are to have all of those functions in your body every single day that actually work. And the same goes with our relationships. We all have parents, and some of us have siblings, and some of us have children, and we don't fully appreciate what all of those people mean to all of us until one of those people gets sick, and until one of those people has a near-death experience, and we realize what life would be without that child, without that parent, without that sibling, and we finally look back and we understand how lucky we were all along, and how privileged we were to have those people in our lives, says the Maharal and the Zohar HaKadosh, Deleis Nahora, the greatest way that you can appreciate light, the greatest way that you can appreciate blessing in your life and to recognize it, is Hahu Dinafik Migo Chashocha, a person who comes out and emerges from a dark place in life. That is the way that you can assure that you will be able to fully appreciate what it is that life really has to offer you. And the Yalkut Shimoni has a very important comment. This is relevant to Purim. Then on Purim, we know there's a perek in Tehillim that is a reference to the story of Mordechai and Esther, and that is Tehillim Perek Chaf Beis, Lam Natseach Al Ayelas HaShachar. That is the perek in Tehillim that we recite on Purim itself. So there the Medrash writes in Yalkut Shimoni, Ema Sayhu Choshech, when do you have the deepest darkness of the night? It's not at the beginning of the evening, but rather he says, Ba'alos HaShachar, V'halavana Shokaz, V'akochavim V'hamazolos Hochim Lahem. In the beginning of the morning, when the stars are hidden, when the moon is no longer there, and it has not yet reached the time where the sun is going to rise. That, he says, is when is the darkest period of the evening. And he says, Oso Shah in Choshech Gadol Heimenu, V'Oso Shah, but precisely at that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malas HaShachar Mitoch HaChoshech Umeir Le'olam. That is exactly when the Ribono Shel Olam asked the sun to do its job, to rise once again. That's what we mean, writes the Maharal, when we start off the Seder, Maschil beginus umisayim b'shevach. The objective of what we try to do by setting it up in that way is to make all those around our Seder table appreciate more and more how lucky we are, how privileged we are, how blessed we are in our lives. And the more we emphasize the amount of negativity in life and the amount of history that we've had that's been less than positive, the more we can then appreciate the joyful and positive spirit that the rest of the Seder is meant to give us. So, there's a very simple but an extremely inspiring comment of the great Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim has a comment on the Pasuk in Sefer Bereishis. V'ha'aretz ha'isa sohu vavohu, at the beginning of creation, in the Sheishis Yimei Bereishis, we know that the world was empty, it was desolate, it was quiet. V'choshech al panei tehom, and there was darkness throughout the world. The Ribono Shel Olam had not yet created light. So the world was in the depths of darkness. That is the description that the Torah gives us. Writes the Chafetz Chaim as follows, B'terem Shemeir Ha'ar, before the Ribono Shel Olam makes the light come into the world, Shoreres Afela Smicha, that is where you find the depths of darkness. And that's what the Torah describes here. Ba'aretz Ha'isa So Vavo, it was so dark, there was no opportunity for light, because light was not yet even created. V'choshech HaPnei Tehom, it was just an empty abyss, with no chance of light even coming in the future. Ha'am Acholchem HaChoshech, Acharo Argadol. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, the nation that walks in the darkness will have that opportunity for light at the end of their journey. Says the Chafetz Chaim, why is it necessary for the Torah to describe this detail to us in Sheishis Yimei Bereishis? That the world was Tov Vavo, Choshech Al Panei Tehom, absolute and utter darkness, Vayomer Elokim Yihyar. Why do we need to know all of that drama? Chafetz Chaim explains as follows, Malamdasenu HaTorah Kvar Bereishis Reishisa. In the very first Aliyah, in the very first few psukim of our Torah, the Torah wants to lay down the foundation for life, and that is, Shela'olam ein la'abed es hatikva. It's so easy for a person to lose hope. It's so easy for a person to get lost in their suffering. And it's easy for a person to say, this world is one big experience of choshech al panei tehom. The experience that I see in front of me is something that nothing will ever come out of. I will never be able to recreate the life that I once had. I'll never be able to regain the strength that I once had, or the youthfulness that I may have had, and all the different opportunities that I feel life may have given me. All I see in front of me right now is choshech al panei tehom. I'm depressed, and I'm down, and this is not going right, and my children can't find the shidduch, and this child has special needs, and we have all kinds of issues that we see in front of us, and we say, there is nothing that could ever be worse than that which we see in front of our eyes. Ela yesh ladas, writes the Chafetz Chaim, when a person reaches that point in life when they feel, ein li tikvai, have no hope, there is no future, afilu b'sha shashor tov vavo al pnei tahom, when you feel you've reached a moment in life where you see nothing more than Tohu vavo v'choshech apaneisahom. It is dark. It is empty. The world has no place for me. There's nothing I can contribute any further to make my life a good one. Don't forget then that also Ruach Elokim merachefes al panei amayim. The Ribono Shel Olam's presence is always hovering, even at those moments in life. Just as he was in the very beginning of creation. The Ruach Elokim merachefes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fine that even those moments, like those dark moments, when you feel choshech al pnei tehom and the world is so empty and dark, the Ruach Elokim is merachefes. God's feeling, God's spirit can always be felt at those moments as well, and there will come a time where Vayomer Elokim Yihyar, where God will decide that it's time for you to have light in your life, Vayihi Or, and immediately that will happen. If the Ribbono Shel Olam decides that that's what should be, that is what will be. It doesn't matter how dark your life is. Tamid Yesh Lekavos La'or Shel Abetach Bo Yavo. And therefore, writes the Chafetz Chaim, young children, start with the study of Sefer Bereishis, Parsha Bereishis, because he says we need to teach children at the very beginning of their journey that a Jew sometimes feels empty and alone, and they feel they're in the abyss, and they feel sometimes very depressed and very lonely. And therefore, he says, at those moments, we read those first psukim in Chumash to remind every human being, not just children, but adults as well. Number one, Ruach Elokim Merachefes Al Pnei Amayim. At all times, even at those moments, the presence of the Shekhinah is felt, and He is never going to leave us. He will always be there. And after that, the Torah says, Vayomer Elokim Yihyor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has within His power to give us that opportunity to experience what Or means in life. And ultimately, if he decides that is what we deserve, vayihi or, that is what will happen. So the Dubna Magid has a beautiful mashal. And I think about the Dubna Magid because when we consider all the experiences of what Chag HaMatzos is supposed to be, it's the Chag HaGeula, it's the Chodesh of Redemption, it's what we all think about. And you try to consider, what do we look forward to? What is this redemption that we all daven for so many times a day? And I don't think there's anything in our davening that we ask for more than the Geula, than coming back to Eretz Yisrael, than experiencing the Mashiach. I think that's what we all look forward to as a people. There's nothing more that we want than that. So says the Dubna Magid, Yesh Beis Minei Semachos. He says there are two different types of celebrations, two different reasons to have a festivity in our homes. Number one, he says, it's Al Davar Kinyani. If a person has some kind of earning, some kind of profit, some kind of bonus or an achievement. And number two, he says, Hasimcha Al Davar Hashalili. Sometimes you celebrate because, writes the Dubna Magid, you've been blessed with a child, you've been blessed with a wife, you've been blessed with good health, you've been blessed with all kinds of things. You have a promotion at work, you got the job you were always looking forward to, you got into the school that you wanted to get into. Everybody has different things, accomplishments, achievements. That's one reason to celebrate. Number two, he says, there are times in life where we celebrate not because of an achievement, not because of a bonus, not because of that job that we were looking forward to, but rather, he says, Al Davar HaShalili, means my life was on the line. I had a horrible prognosis. I did not think that there was any cure in the world for my illness. And now they gave me the pill and it's working. I make a celebration. Writes the Dubna Magid, what is the difference between these two celebrations? In both cases, the person who is saved, the person who has this wonderful thing, will invite their entire family and all their friends together. They'll make a big festivity, a big party. It will be the same kind of scene. But he says, somebody as an innocent bystander who walks by the house, if they look into the house, will they understand what it is that you're celebrating or not? Well, if you've made some kind of acquisition, they'll look in the window and they'll see all the gold, all the silver, they'll see the new car, they'll see the new house, they'll understand you've been blessed with something new. They'll see the balloons outside that obviously there was a baby that was born, somebody got married. They'll understand that something happened to you of significance, something was added to your life. The second one, he says, somebody who looks in the window but didn't really know that beforehand you were in the hospital in a coma, you had such a terrible prognosis, we didn't know what to do with you, you didn't know that you would be alive to celebrate another day of your life. If they didn't know all of that previous history, they're going to look into your window now and be at a loss to understand what is it that you're celebrating. What happened in your life? They didn't know that the negative was taken away because they don't know what the negative was. And they don't know how difficult and dangerous that period in your life actually was. Writes the Dubna Magid, what is the difference between these two situations? Says the Dubna Magid, when all of those friends and family come to your home to wish you well and to celebrate together with you, do you say to them, V'chein lamar, I wish it upon you as well? I wish that you should also have such reasons to celebrate in your family? Well, it depends. If the reason why you're celebrating is because you've had a baby, you've had a wife, you got into the college that you wanted to get into, you got into the yeshiva that you were looking forward to getting into, whatever reason, some kind of positive bonus in your life, you wish that upon all of your friends. I hope that the same way you're celebrating with me, I hope that someday you'll celebrate the same kind of experiences in your life as well. However, he says, the second person would not wish that upon anyone. You don't wish upon someone, I hope that you'll have the same kind of celebration, and I hope that you'll be saved from the same illness I was saved from. I hope you're not sick, and I hope you're not saved from the sickness. I hope it doesn't happen to you. You don't need this whole parsha in your life. Writes the Dubna Magid, when we talk about what happens at the time of a geula, So the Dubna Magid here writes that we have psukim in Tanakh that describe in such great detail what that experience is going to look like. And the Navi says that at the time, Ufduye Hashem Yeshuvun, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us all back and we will be redeemed, Uvo Letzion Berina, we will come to Eretz Israel, we will all be excited, we'll celebrate together, V'simchas Olam Al Rosham. What does it mean? The simcha of the world will be on their heads. Explains the Dubna Magid, what it means is, we're going to wish that upon everyone. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just going to remove all the negativity from our lives. It's not that He's going to remove the illness. It's that He's going to make so much positive in our lives that we're going to wish it upon others as well. And here He explains that's what we mean when we say in Shir HaMalos as well. Higdil Hashem la'asos im eile. All the nations of the world are going to point to the Jewish people and say, look what God has done for His people. Look how lucky, look how fortunate the Jewish people are. Higdil Hashem la'asos imanu. Hayinu Semechem, the nations of the world will say, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do it for us, we would be thrilled. Which means we daven for the kind of celebration, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away all the anti-Semitism, all the illnesses, that the Ribbono Shel Olam will remove all the negatives from our lives, but that He will infuse our lives with so much positive. To the point that anyone who sees our celebration will say, I wish the same for myself. I wish that I have the same opportunity in my own life because I see how lucky these people are. I see what the Ribbono Shel Olam has done for them. And I hope that in my life I will experience the same. That is what the Maharal explains is what we mean when we start the Seder by doing Maschil B'Genus U'Mesayim B'Shevach. We appreciate the good only more and more because we have an understanding of how negative the bad actually was, of how dire the situation was, of how difficult a life we would have lived had we still been there. And only then, once we make an expression of all of that experience, of all that we went through, only then can we fully appreciate how good the Shevach actually is and how lucky we are to be a part of that reality.